this season, maybe particularly, is making sure that the areas that the bulbs are planted in are well drained. That's really, I mean, there have been enough years I've planted bulbs in the mud, but knowing that they will drain out eventually, well, it may be a good thing to make sure you've got extra sand, even fine gravel like pea gravel mixed into the soil. Bulbs need tulips, daffodils, crocus, lilies, all of those need good drainage to thrive so they don't drown. I mean, they are live, living organisms, and if they are in the water, they will drown. They are starved for oxygen. So they are growing through the winter. You know, as soon as we put them in, they start to sprout.
Is it more effective to just put the gravel and the sand in the bottom of the trench that we make for all of these bulbs, or is it more productive and worthwhile to mix it into the soil that you use to cover the bulbs?
Mixing it into the whole bed would be the ideal situation. But if you've got a damp bed, I mean, if the bed slopes, say, to one end or the other, that you can dig a trench where you're going to be planting the bulbs, actually putting some sand and gravel in the bottom that then essentially the water drains out underneath them, would be beneficial if you don't have any other choice.
And once again, the kind of the routine is be sure to check the packages, the type of bulb, what kind of sunlight or shade, you know, what kind of conditions that they prefer.
Sure.
Before you start digging the trench, right?
Right. And again, for a lot of the bulbs, because they have a relatively short life cycle when they are actively growing, growing leaves, flowers, and then finishing, some of them will come back if we get decent light and they have good conditions. They don't necessarily need full sun, or they don't need to be planted in a place that has sun all year long as they get the springtime sunshine. So in other words, planting underneath deciduous trees, which then leaf out in May or early June after they have completed their flowering, can be okay. So, which is typical of some of the, especially the woodland bulbs that may be planted. Some of the bluebells, blue scilla, and some others, and even lilies can tolerate some shade as long as they get some sun, you know, even 3-4 hours of sun a day, if we get sun, unlike this year maybe.
And once again, check the depth for a particular bulb. Could be 6 inches, could be 12 inches.
Yeah.
And then when you cover them up, maybe a little bit of bulb food on top?
Actually, the bulb food, the fertilizer should really go in the bottom of the trench.
Okay.
So say, yeah, you start out with tulips, daffodils, or lilies. They all like to be 6 to 8 inches deep. And it's kind of based on the size of the bulb quite a bit. Bigger bulbs can be deeper. And so you want to dig your trench or large hole, scratch in fertilizer into the bottom of the hole, and then plant the bulbs on top of that, pointy end up, and then fill in the hole. And you can layer bulbs. You can use these smaller bulbs, crocus and blue scilla and others, on top of the tulips and daffodils. If you just fill the hole in halfway, add a little sprinkling of fertilizer again, plant these earlier blooming bulbs. So they come up first, they bloom, they're done, and then along come the daffodils, they bloom and are done, and along come the tulips. So you can actually mix in quite a lot. You can get a lot more bang for your buck with bulbs in per square foot when you have potentially a month to 2 months of flowering time from 3 or 4 different varieties of bulbs in that same horizontal several square feet.
So you may have to plan it out or map it out with a mini calendar in order to kind of get the bang for the buck.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, and again, like you say, you know, looking at the label, because the labels will usually tell you, okay, well, when do these things bloom? So sometimes, like with tulips, there are early, mid, and late season tulips, which for us here is kind of from early to mid-May, sometimes as late as late June. This year, with the cool spring we had, some of them were even blooming into July. Crocus, blue scilla, snowdrops I've had blooming as early as mid to late February. And crocus to follow after that. And again, depending on location and sun exposure, if you're planting them up against the south side of a building, That's going to be a warmer, drier place. So again, down here, especially in the neighborhood, down around the federal building, there's some really early stuff blooming up because they are in a really favorable location compared to out near the glacier where they will, the same bulbs, exact same bulb varieties, maybe a full month later.
What if you're lucky enough to have a bulb return the following year for another go at it? Should you just go ahead and check them while you're planting the new ones now?
Well, again, you can, and you can kind of plan for that, that some things come back better than others. Tulips are a challenge to get to come back here year after year after year, where daffodils very often do, crocus do well, lilies do well, the ornamental onions, the alliums can do very well coming back. So if you plan for fertilizing again, now we put fertilizer in the fall underneath our bulbs to help them grow and continue on for the next year and more. But in the springtime, we can give them a light dusting of fertilizer just on the surface that then gets washed in. Again, if we're planning to use the tulips as annuals, which tends to be what I do with most of the big, fancy, flashy tulips, those you don't even need to fertilize them. They have all the nutrients they need for flowering stored in the bulb. So if you're planning that way, you can do that. So then if you come along the next year, you dig them up, you pull them out, usually you'll see that they devolve essentially into a little cluster of several little bulbs that only give you half-size tulips, if that.
Now, the time frame, it could, as far as planting, it could be any time past the first frost up until the first big dumping of snow, right?
Yeah. I don't want to plant them too early, because if you get them in too early, I mean, there are bulbs available in the stores right now. And it's still a little early for planting, because if they get enough chilling time below 40 degrees in the soil, then, and we often get thaws in December, January, February, they may think it's time to grow. That is, time to sprout their flower bud, leaves and flower buds, after they get all their leaves, their roots grown. So we don't want to put them in too early that they might sprout early and then get bitten by a frost when real winter comes back again. So I like to wait till after October 1st. I have planted some bulbs left over just because didn't get to them in December. And if the ground's thawed out, plant them, certainly. You can certainly do that. And I've planted some in mid-September when the top 2 inches of ground was frozen. I chip off a big chunk plate of soil, set it off to one side, dig my hole, plant the bulbs, put that big chunk of frozen soil back on top again, and they did fine.
I'm just recalling some instances in which we've had a nice big dumping of snow in late November, early December, and it's been like a glacier for the rest of the winter and never had a chance to put in the bulbs.
Sure. And again, sometimes if you know that you're going to be planting a batch of bulbs in an area, you might even put down a piece of plastic over that patch of ground, which will keep it a little drier, be a little more comfortable for digging, or even if you've got chunks of foam insulation, you can lay down on the ground, which helps keep that ground from freezing until you get to it, in case you're going off on a sunny vacation to California, as we are in October. So we'll see how our timing on bulb planting goes this fall.
Okay. Ed Briarski, thanks a lot for stopping by.
You're welcome, Matt.